He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is February the 13th. Do you know where your flower order is today? This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the pre-Valentine's Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we have got a pretty good day going on in the market. Happy pre-Valentine's Day here today. The Dow is coming up roses today. Up 146 points to 25,571. And, of course, this is on top of yesterday's move of over 300 points. What's doing it? Well, we'll talk about that here in a minute. The S&P 500 is up 12 points. That's about a half a percent move. The S&P 500 is at 2,757. We've got the NASDAQ up 28 points, backing off just a little bit. It was up about 35, 40 points. Now we're up 0.4% on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is all the way back to 7,443. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index up about a third of a percent. We've got the Russell 2000 at 1543. Small caps have done really well here so far in 2019. Crude oil is up 89 cents. That always helps the market. $53.99 today only. Pull up your truck to a nice oil refinery, pick up a barrel of crude, and you can haul it off for $53.99. I don't know what the deposit is on the barrel, but you probably ought to return it. The gold market up $210. Per ounce today, $1,316 per ounce. Silver up 3 cents to $15.72. The 10-year, the bond market up 2.71 interest rates today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management on this February 13th. 2019. Will you be one of those in line for roses tonight at 11:30 p.m. at the local supermarket, or have you already taken care of all of those arrangements? Well, I begin the day on a day where the market is coming up roses. I begin the day with a little bit overheated number of 630 B plus or better rank stocks from my database of 5,080. My normal number, and I use this as an indicator as to whether the market is oversold or overbought or just right. It's a little bit overbought right now with a number of 630 B plus or better rank stocks right now. And of course, we'll try to get to some of those tippy top ranked stocks in the database throughout the show, which is called Best Stocks Now. Well, we set a new record today. How about that? $22 trillion. That's the national debt. Let's blame it all on Trump. When he came in, it was $20 trillion. Who's responsible for that? I think a cast of characters responsible for running it up to 20. And now it's at $22 trillion and growing with no relief in sight. I read that just the interest that China earns off of our debt funds their entire military. Boy, that's comforting to know. $20 trillion when President Trump took office on January 20th, 2017. It has been rising following the passage of a $1.5 trillion tax cuts, which that's supposed to pay for itself. Economists are still divided about that projection. That's part of the laffer curve. Many people laughing at it, I suppose. We're at $22 trillion and counting right now with our national debt. Well, we had a pretty good day in the market yesterday. Not a pretty good day. Well, that's an understatement. By the end of the day, the Dow was up 373 points yesterday. I had a beautiful day with best stocks now in my portfolios. The NASDAQ was up 107 points yesterday. So we didn't have just a pretty good day yesterday, Gunderson. Come on. You can be a little bit more enthusiastic than that. We had a very good day in the market. And I think yesterday's big catalyst was no government shutdown. They've avoided at least a shutdown for now. Maybe a little bit more wall being built. Maybe not. I like the idea of using El Chapo's money that we've confiscated from him. Let his money build the wall. After all, it was him that took advantage of the chinks in the wall and the gaps in the wall, shipping tons of drugs to America over the last many years. Of course, he was found guilty yesterday, surprise, surprise, in a New York prison, and he'll be sent to the highest security prison that we have here in the United States. We had a very good day in the market yesterday. It's following through today. Well, now that we've got the government shutdown averted, now we're looking ahead to maybe some kind of an announcement of at least a tentative deal, at least the first step of a deal between the U.S. and China in the trade deal. But they are meeting today, and these are the higher-ups. These are the top of the, this is the A-team going at it today, trying to solve the tariff situation, the global standoff. It hopes for this deal are also lifting markets around the world. You know what? China's on fire. Well, not literally, but look at the Chinese stocks. I own a few. China is up 1.8% overnight, London up 0.5%. China seems to be very optimistic that a deal will be made. The last I heard was President Xi extremely flippant about things, extremely arrogant about it all. Like, it's no big deal, you know, we're not going to buckle, we're not going to cave. Well, we'll see where it all ends up. The market is also being helped along by continued doves coming out of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's mouth. Yesterday he was speaking to students in Mississippi. I hope they can spell that in colleges these days. He does not see the probability of a recession at all elevated. In other words, he continues to see economic expansion going forward. The risk of recession is not rising, at least for now. When asked what the Fed does in the case of a recession, he explained that the central bank typically lowers interest rates to stimulate the economy. Well, I haven't heard any verbiage coming from him that they're getting ready to lower interest rates. Therefore, I would say that the odds of a recession right now pretty high here in 2019. Boy, you look at the job openings, 7.3 million job openings yesterday reported versus 6.9 million consensus. Oh, that is just blasting through estimates. There's not enough workers to fill the jobs that are open right now. Is there any inflation out there? Well, not according to the core CPI. It comes in at plus 0.2% month over month, in line with consensus. And we are currently running at an annual inflation rate of 2.2%. An annual inflation rate of 2.2%. So you have to at least do better than that with your investments to stay ahead of inflation. Well, some of these short-term rates now are up in that area, so at least you can keep up with inflation. But even better yet, with the market up about almost 10% so far this year, that's really staying ahead of inflation, obviously with a little bit more risk, a little bit more volatility involved than just keeping it in short-term investments and earning the very low single-digit returns. We've got the 30-year mortgage right now at 4.65. Mortgage applications fell for a fourth straight week, but those are still very low rates. 4.65 for a 30-year mortgage loan right now. All right, there are a lot of companies in the news today. Oh, man, a string of companies reporting earnings, being upgraded, reporting news, this, that, and the other thing. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's just pick through some of these indexes here and see who is leading the charge, see if it's leadership-type stocks. Let's take a look. Let's begin with the NASDAQ, okay? Let's look at the NASDAQ 100. The top stock there by percentage gain, Activision Blizzard, ATVI. Well, they're in the news today. They reported earnings, and they've also reported layoffs. Layoffs do move stocks because they do decrease expenditures, and earnings do go up when costs go down. Activision is up 5.6. In fact, we're starting to lose some of the luster here. The NASDAQ down is now up 19 points. Marriott International is number two. It's up 3.2%. FLIR Systems, we're going to take a look at FLIR today. They are in the news. FLIR Systems up 1%. Micron up 2%, 2.5%. Baidu, that's the Chinese Google, up 2.2% in the NASDAQ there. And JD.com, another Chinese stock, it's actually flat right now. A lot of these stocks giving up their early gains. All right, well, let's take a look. Let's dig into the companies in the news today. I guess a lot of people in Washington, D.C. eat out during the government shutdown. Traffic to fine dining restaurants in the D.C. area dropped by 33%. During the 35-day shutdown, as many federal workers were laid up at home, according to data from Gravy Analytics. Fast food chains saw a drop of foot traffic of 23% on average during the shutdown. Oh, boy. Auto loan delinquency rate at highest level since 2012. Okay, is that you? Are you one of the people that are 90 days behind on your auto loan? The number of auto loans that are at least 90 days late have surpassed 7 million. Uh-oh. Here come the repossessors at the end of last year. That's where we're at right now on the delinquency rate. Right now, score it after 1 month of the year, Boeing 46, Airbus 39. Oh, I can hear the cheer in Seattle now. I can hear the cheer in Charleston here on the assembly line. Boeing, which has been on a tear here recently, the stock of Boeing hitting $410 per share this morning. It's now backing off. Boeing delivered 46 jets in January. Airbus delivered 39 jets. We will get a big earnings report after the close of the market today. I can remember when Cisco was a big earnings report. But, you know, when you take a look at their growth of earnings over the last 5 years, which has been roughly 5% per year. That's right. That's what Cisco has been averaging, their growth. That's getting down to IBM-like numbers, 5% per year. Still a lot of people look at that Cisco report because Cisco is a very important stock in the major indexes. Cisco will report after the close of the market today. Well, we're finally starting to hear a little bit of progress. Remember when Canopy Growth or Constellation Brands took a big stake in Canopy Growth? Of course, Constellation Brands aiming to have their own cannabis-infused drink line of their own. Well, Wells Fargo issues a positive update on the cannabis investment by Constellation Brands in Canopy Growth. After attending the Aurora Cannabis Investor Day event in Alberta, Canada, yesterday. Of course, Aurora, they reported their earnings, or lack thereof. The company actually lost almost $250 million during the quarter. But Wells Fargo believes that Constellation's decision to get in cannabis early with CGC was the right one, given the broad upward trajectory of the global opportunity. We believe that the cannabis or Canopy Growth Constellation Brands combination will become a force in high margin consumables, especially in cannabis beverages. They see a huge global market for cannabis beverages. Well, let's just take a look. I haven't looked at Constellation Brands in quite some time. I have owned Constellation Brands in the past. I do not own it at the current time, and I'll tell you why. Their growth is slowing down. They've been a 25% grower over the last 5 years. And I look at their growth this year, 6% earnings growth. Next year, 5% earnings growth. That's called deceleration. I don't like companies that have decelerating earnings growth. In other words, 25% growth turning into 20% growth, turning into 15% growth, turning into 10% growth, turning into 5% growth. I mean, that's the story of Cisco over the last 10-plus years. Constellation Brands has got the same problem. You know, Constellation Brands topped out at $236 per share last year. It's lost about a third of its market value, third of its stock price. And I think the reason is you're seeing deceleration. Well, maybe they'll get a little kick in the pants here with cannabis infused. Maybe that's the future, cannabis infused beverages. Well, everybody looks to China as slowing global growth, but I don't think you need to look any further than Europe. In fact, now Europe is being called out as the biggest threat to global growth. Their industrial production fell 2.7% in the last month of 2018. That's the weakest pace since the financial crisis. Is it time to buy an inverse ETF on Europe? Well, not quite yet. I continue to see that Europe index holding up okay. But I'll tell you what, I mean, Europe needs to do something to stoke growth. They can't cut interest rates. They're already almost at zero. They can't print more money. They've been printing money. Now they're starting to back off of that. The only place they have to turn is fiscal stimulus. But Europe just is not going to go there. So what's going to happen? I think Europe is destined, almost certain, to slide into a recession. Well, you know what? What isn't Amazon getting into? I own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. How could you not own Amazon in a large cap growth portfolio? Amazon is now teaming up with General Motors to invest in Rivian Automobiles. That's an electric pickup truck. Well, will country music be heard in Rivian pickup trucks someday with Texas license plates and Amazon name on the door handle? Amazon getting into everything. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we just finished up here. I want to look at Amazon real quickly. The stock Amazon, the chart has improved quite a bit. Amazon in the Best Stocks Now app is at, let's see, it's ranked number, well, it's ranked down the list a little bit. I have a five-year target price of $3,000. 1 month ago, Amazon was ranked number 287. 2 months ago, it was ranked 224. It's been weak recently. We've had the Bezos scandal, I guess you call it. I don't know what you call it, but listen to this. Amazon is looking for 35% growth in earnings this year and 45% growth in earnings next year. Amazon is up $12 per share today. That's 0.75%. It's got to get through its resistance level. That's at about 1785. It's at 1650 right now, kind of going sideways. But suffice it to say, I continue to have a large position in Amazon. In fact, it is one of the stocks that I own in my premier growth portfolio. All right, we're going to go talk to Scott Waddell right now. He is out on the West Coast. He's my West Coast rep out there. And let's bring in Scott. Scott? How the rain break up finally back there?
Good morning, Bill. No, we're supposed to get 3 days starting today. For the next 3 days, we're going to get dumped on again.
Okay.
We're not quite used to this out here, but we'll deal with it.
It never rains in Southern California. Hey, Scott, I started this year on December 31st, I started a clone version of each of my portfolios.
Yeah, and the tax advantaged portfolios.
Exactly. And, you know, my aim there was, I know a lot of people, we do get favorable tax treatment on capital gains. And, you know, obviously a long-term gain, you pay long-term capital gains taxes. Hopefully we deliver some long-term gains to folks. Versus a short-term gain, which is taxed at ordinary income rates. Now, in an IRA, it doesn't really matter. But there's something to be said for investing in these best stocks now more for the long haul. You just have to be willing to, you know, when the market goes down 20, 25% like it did in the last quarter of last year, you got to have a little stronger stomach. But I'm going to be really interested. Now, listen to this, Scott. So far, out of the gate, this is as of yesterday. I haven't counted today. The premier growth portfolio, large cap stocks, is up 13% after 6 weeks, okay? The ultra growth, and in the conservative growth portfolio, there's 20 stocks, and they are equally weighted. In the ultra growth portfolio, that portfolio as of yesterday is up 19%, and the income and growth portfolio is up 9%. That's the dividend portfolio. What kind of feedback are you getting as you discuss the difference between long-term gains and short-term gains with people, with folks?
Yeah, I've had some good conversations with our clients. They're interested in learning a little bit more about that tax advantage portfolio. You know, even if they're in an IRA, some people like the idea of just having that basket of stocks that stays fully invested. When we talk about the markets and the corrections, you know, over the last 20 years or so, there's an average of about an 18% correction in any given year. So there's always going to be a little volatility, but, you know, the markets have still outperformed and done well. So if people can, you know, kind of like you said, stomach the volatility or the corrections that we have in any given year, you know, the long-term prospects of those portfolios have looked good. Obviously, you get the long-term gains, which are taxed differently than short-term, which are taxed at ordinary income. So for the non-retirement accounts. It could be a benefit, you know, whether it's a trust or a joint or an individual account. They can offer some tax advantages, you know, in those portfolios for sure.
Well, and if you look at, of course, obviously Warren Buffett, I mean, he doesn't, he pretty much rides through thick or thin with his portfolio. And, of course, he's selecting stocks that he thinks are superior to the market. And even though his returns have toned down quite a bit over the last 10 years, because now he's forced to buy large, really large companies, which, you know, he's not quite able to beat the market like he used to. So I look at 2008, Buffett was down 30% in that year. So, you know, somewhere along the way, you're going to have a 30 to 40% drawdown. Now, I am going to protect these to some extent on the downside, but I'm going to give them a much looser rein, you know, just like a horse, give them the looser rein and let them really run their race over the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years. So I just want folks to know. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to actually bring that up because that's one question that people have had, so I'm glad you touched on that, is, you know, how is Bill going to protect in that portfolio? And, you know, my response and what yours was is that, you know, if we get into some bigger problems with the economy, you know, the long-term gains aren't as important as protecting the portfolio in the long run. So it isn't that you're not watching it. You're just giving it a little more leeway with what the markets are doing.
Yeah, that's right. And we will, you know, even though the Fed chairman doesn't see a recession, the chances of a recession elevated right now, it's looming out there somewhere on the horizon.
Yeah, and then sometime it will happen.
Right? And I would also say, and I would also say that from time to time, a story at a stock completely changes. I remember Chipotle was, you know, one of the hottest stocks of all time, and then all of a sudden the E. coli thing hit, and that turned that stock upside down. So that would be another reason, you know, to to pluck one out and prune it. Anyways, listen, if you'd like to talk to Scott, these three new portfolios are really out of the gate quickly. Now, you got to remember, you know, they would have taken on some water in October, November, and December, but they've certainly done well since the beginning of the year. Now, if you'd like to talk to Scott, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can email us at GundersonCapital.com, and you can also ask Scott. He also is a financial planner in addition to, you know, being a representative of my investments here. All right, Scott. Well, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday,
all right.
Okay?
Thanks,
all right,
Bill.
You take care. All right, that's Scott Waddell, and he's out in rainy California. I'm out here in sunny almost South Carolina, where we're just waiting for the redfish to start swimming up the river. And I'll be ready. I'll be ready when they come. All right, let's get back into some individual stock news. Let's check in on Netflix. Why not? Netflix is ramping up in Mexico. Well, that's bad news for Mercado Libre, isn't it? Netflix is obviously, look, my whole system is trying to own the very best stocks. It's not Zenith anymore. It's not RCA Victor. It's not even IBM anymore. It's not. These were once great stocks of their day, of their era. Today, it's a whole new era. We have new leading stocks in the market. Disney is no longer a leading stock, even though they do a lot of what Netflix does. Netflix is expected to grow their earnings by 50% this year, 60% next year. When compared to Disney, Disney is looking for 0% growth this year and 2% growth next year. Do you see the difference between a company that is flourishing in today's environment versus a good company like Disney? But you know what? The mathematics don't work out anymore. They can't continue to grow at the rate that they used to grow at. That's why I continue to own Netflix. But Netflix has 50 projects in different stages in Mexico. including four local films due to be released over the next 2 years. Okay, speaking of Warren Buffett, he has a big position in this stock. When we come back, I just want to put it under the radar. And, of course, as always, I have my own featured best stock now of the day. Ooh, and it's doing really well today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Let's just do a quick version here of bad stock, good stock. You know, Warren Buffett, I'm not ever going to criticize Warren Buffett, but he has slowed down somewhat. You know, the biggest problem he has is his fund is so huge. He made it so big. Now he's got to buy stocks that are really large cap companies, which does limit his selection, his menu, his palette, if you will. And I was really surprised when he took a big investment in Teva Pharmaceutical, Teva, out of Israel. That thing has been a real dog over the years. Over the last 10 years, the returns on Teva have been minus 6% per year. Over the last 3 years, minus 28% per year. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 3%. So it completely whiffs on performance for me. Completely whiffs. This is like a hitter coming to the plate with a 0.89 batting average. You know, either a third string shortstop or a pitcher in the American League coming to the plate here. And I couldn't really see the valuation there. I know it only has a PE ratio of 7, but you know what? Cheap hamburger also has a lower price than good filet mignon. So Teva's not one of my favorite stocks. It's ranked number 3,873 out of 5,081. Teva reports earnings and once again disappoints, stock down 7.6%. Well, value investors are patient, so I suppose, you know, they will continue to be patient with this one. Teva's sales were down 16%. Their earnings were down 53%. All right. Here's one that I like. I don't currently own it, but I have owned it in the past. And had I not, I already have a pretty big exposure to this sector of the market. I own four in this sector that I find to be a little bit better. But this one, if I had to own one more stock in my portfolio right now, this would be it. Global Payments, GPN. Which is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're heard every day there at 4 p.m. And I get to Atlanta once or twice per year to do workshops and to meet with folks. Maybe we'll get there a couple of times. I'm only 4-hour drive now here from Atlanta. And it's a pretty drive. You go right through Augusta, Georgia, where there's a famous golf event held there every year. And crossing over a real pretty river, too, the Savannah River, a couple of lakes, real pretty drive. Anyways, Global Payments, GPN, $20 billion market capitalization. Let's look at the batting average that GPN has put up here recently. Global Payments is currently ranked in my app at number 49. Take note, number 49 out of 5,081. This was as of yesterday. Global Payments over the last 10 years has delivered a very cool 21% per year average return with no guarantees going forward. Over the last 5 years, global payments, 29% per year, while the market's delivered 7. Over the last 3 years, 29%, market 11. I mean, this thing has really delivered. This has been an alpha train, delivering boxcars of alpha to investors. Over the last 12 months, 10% return, market minus 5. When I grade on the curve against the other 5,080 stocks in my database, beststocksnowapp.com, GPN comes in with an A performance grade. From a valuation point of view, I have a $220 five-year target price. That gives it 87% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like 80% or more. It passes the test with flying colors. Again, it's ranked at number 49 out of 5,081. You know, I looked at the chart yesterday, and it was breaking through its resistance level at 115. And they did come in, and they reported earnings today much better than expected. You know, here's another. This is just an observation that I've made over the years, that best stocks now seem to be much more likely to report good earnings, and dogs like Teva Pharmaceutical, they seem to be much more likely to report dog-like earnings reports. Well, global payments beat by a penny. Their revenue was in line, and while that may not sound all that exciting, it was all about the guidance that they gave. Global Payments is an electric payment processing company, much like Visa, much like MasterCard, much like PayPal, much like Square. In fact, if you're interested, there is an ETF called iPay, and pay and pay and pay, that has a lot of these stocks in it. It's the Mobile Payments Index. Somebody has actually created an index on mobile payment companies like Square, PayPal, etc. Anyways, Global Payments, that's going to be my featured stock of the day. Listen, March 16th, we're going to be in Scottsdale. I will be one of the speakers at Financial Fest. We are all booked up to our plane flight and where we're staying and all this kind of thing. And I will be available on the 18th and the 19th, Monday and Tuesday. I'm already told that's about half full with one-on-one appointments with myself, and you get to meet the new guy. Yeah, the guy we just called up from Fidelity. Bart Bailey's going to be flying in from Minnesota, and the two of us will be meeting with folks in Scottsdale on Monday and Tuesday after the big Financial Fest on Saturday. And I will be giving out, if you stop by my booth on Saturday at Financial Fest, I will be giving out or having a raffle, a drawing for a dinner at my favorite restaurant in America. That's right. My favorite restaurant in America, both my wife and I, and it's in Scottsdale. And we will have a nice gift certificate there that we will be giving away. So stop by and visit the Gunderson Capital booth, Best Stocks Now, in Scottsdale on March 16th at the annual Financial Fest. And they have that every year at the Embassy Suites, very near downtown Scottsdale. This is Bill Gunderson. It's been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If you'd like to talk to Bart Bailey, Scott Waddell, myself, Edie, set up an appointment, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Try out my newsletter. You'll love it. We'll see you later.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.